Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are so excited to talk about the new series on Freeform, The Bold Type. We'll be talking about stalking your unstalkable ex, Scarlet Magazine, and chasing dreams, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I ain't gonna break for that, I'm a
you hear that, ladies? Wonder Women. And we are this wondrous women panel. All right.
I don't know what's happening over here, ladies.
Don't arm flail when you're very close to people. It doesn't end well.
All right. You'll hit them. Well, ladies, I don't know about you, but the bold type is starting it off with a great bang. I'm loving it so far. Mm-hmm. But before we get into this, Freeform's new show of The Bold Type, I'd love to introduce our lovely panel. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Alrighty, ladies, where can they find you, Becca, on social media?
I'm Becca Brown. You'll follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B. Talk to me.
Becca B. And Leslie Ambrose here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time, and that's Les with one S.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K and then BEE Travels.
You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. Well, ladies, What are your initial thoughts?
So many.
I got a lot.
Like, all right. Let's start with Becca because Becca cried. All right. She was in tears. Her feels loving it.
I got like so into it at the end during the speech. I was like, I kind of forgot I was watching a show and not some movie that I've seen like 10 times. And I was like, oh, this speech is so good. I wasn't expecting this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just love that the show's about like powerful women.
Definitely. And something that I loved that it did is that whenever you see kind of fashion type magazine shows or movies, you almost expect the editor in chief to be this like big, mean, bad, person. And I really liked that they were able to show her as being, you know, a very strong, powerful editor in chief, but mm-hmm. with so much like nice, there was like a nice side to her where she basically was trying to get the good work out of all of her employees, but in a great way of doing
it. It was like
that.
The perfect blend of like what leadership should be,
exactly.
You know? Like you don't have to be assertive with people and bring them down. That's only going to make them fear you and not actually come to you with their problems.
Right.
But like the fact that the girls can actually talk to her.
Totally.
That was beautiful. I like that moment a lot.
So your initial thoughts, you guys are liking it so far.
Oh, I like it. I might be a little bit of a devil's advocate on this side. Today. I liked it. From a writer's perspective, though, I thought it was a little bit rushed. I don't know if maybe with the first episode, they want to just give you, like, good feels and want everyone to be like, oh my god, I can't wait. And then the drama / comedy is going to be more mixed in throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hoping will happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did feel it was as much as it was really good, I did feel it was a little rushed.
Yeah, which I think sometimes they definitely try to do that with first episodes of new seasons because they want to get you hooked.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that I feel as if after watching that first episode, I'm very invested in these characters already. After like, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
So I'm very invested. So it made me definitely, even though they did give us a lot, and it moved really fast, I'm really excited to see like how they're going to string these characters along.
Yeah.
I do feel like it was a little bit rushed, but I feel like it was rushed so we get to know the characters kind of in their names. Although I still need to like go back and every time the show starts, I like go back and rewatch like multiple times before I learn everyone's names.
Right.
I think it was. I thought it was more than just like knowing the names. I thought it was more about like you actually connecting with the characters. Because I feel like with everything that happened, now we know a lot about them, and we know about their feelings, and we just, like, I feel like I just connected with each one, like, differently, and, like, now I don't want no drama to happen, because I don't want any of them to get hurt.
I know.
Oh, I live for the drama.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all love it a little bit, especially in shows like this, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Yeah, in TV, not in real life.
Not in real life at all, but, like, with these kind of shows. Yeah, no, we all hate drama in real life. I think
TV
everybody does.
Yeah.
Keep that far away
But before we get into all the characters and the development of this plot, I would like to mention how this show, the executive producer is actually Joanna Coles based off of her former experience as an editor-in-chief.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and so they were talking about this in a Variety article, which mm-hmm. I definitely think you guys should go check it out because it gives you more insight. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great because it's like she's bringing these experiences kind of in light of a very creative and fun way to see it. And mm-hmm. I think it's important because, like we said, we see these stereotypes of things from movies and TV, and we're getting, since she's the executive producer, she's able to give a real life experience and put that into the show.
Yeah.
Which I think we'll probably see in come to life.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool too, because I don't think that this positive experience is something that someone would expect from like a Cosmo background.
Yeah. Right.
Because you expect Cosmo to be like edgy and like, oh, it was probably really like cutthroat working mm-hmm. in that environment. Mm-hmm. But to see that maybe she had leaders that were nurturing her in the mm-hmm. same way that she's nurturing other girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is inspiring. Yeah.
I think the main problem is why people see like that, the magazine environment like that is because of Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Mostly. No, yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah. There are movies problem. Like that. Like as great as the acting was, as great as the writing was, they did.
They give it a stigmatism.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And you kind of can't help but think about those environments based on a movie that you saw. Because it was mm-hmm. so, it wasn't powerful. Because at the end of the movie, you know, we did see her. But well, that's not what we're talking about today. Uh-huh. We'll skip. It's hard. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I totally
you kind
get
of,
it.
You have that stigmatism with it. But I was kind of getting vibes from, I don't know if you guys have seen the show Younger. I was kind of getting like vibes, Younger vibes and The Hills vibes. And there's one other show. But I mean, overall, I think it's really exciting. And I think we should get into these characters.
Let's do it.
So we have Jane, Sutton, and Kat, the main three best friends. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Jacqueline, the editor-in-chief. And mm-hmm. then we have Patrick, what's his name? Is the love interest. Richard Hunter.
I was like, oh shoot, I missed a character.
Sorry, yeah. Sometimes I just make up names. Maybe I was thinking he looks like a Patrick. So,
he could pass.
You know,
we're just renaming the characters.
Yeah, and then we have Adina. Mm-hmm. So those are the main characters that we've gotten introduced to right now. So let's just start with Jane. So she obviously was a promoted assistant, promoted from assistant to writer, mm-hmm. and she's coming through some struggles right now. But she seems like she's a little worried and held back, and I think it was a great experience for her to like be able to talk to her boss about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you think about her little project of stalking your unstalkable ex?
Oh, girl, good luck. Good luck. I mean, she did it, but at the like my initial thought at the beginning when it was assigned was like, oh, we'll see how this goes.
Personally, I thought that the assignment was going to be really interesting, but she doesn't really stalk him because she ends up going to talk to him at the end. So, but I think the project itself would have been like really cool to kind of see it play out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she needs to gain more confidence in herself and what she's doing. As Ali said during mm-hmm. the show, you're doing this for work. Yeah. Like, stop. Like, don't hesitate.
Like, it's a big opportunity.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. Just, like, remember this is a work purpose.
Totally. And, I mean, when she was, like, trying to stalk her ex, the reason she was unstalkable, I feel like I'm saying that unstalkable.
Unstalkable. You're good. No, you're good. It just sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
But the reason he was is because he wasn't be able to, on like, found media? On social media. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. what... Do you, I mean, her boss asked her, isn't that a little weird? How would you feel if you couldn't find your ex on social media?
I mean, there's people. Go ahead, Becca.
No.
Okay, I mean, I've... getting real. There's been, like, I know, like, I've, like, met, like, guys before, and I'll find out later that they don't have, like, Facebook or something. I'm literally, like, on Google, like, quotation marks around their name. I'm like, there has to be an article. Like, you did something in high school. There has to be something.
You got, like, arrested.
Yeah, like, trying to find something on them. So I can only imagine that was part of her process is searching. I've tried it. It's very difficult. I spent a lot of hours on the internet, so I'm proud of her for driving out and at least seeing him walk to his apartment.
And we see her go to a party that she knows one of his friends is going to be mm-hmm. at, hoping that he'll show up. And I mean, obviously that takes some courage to go, and she's, you know, opening up to one of his friends, which you know he's going to go back.
Yeah, he's totally going to tell him.
Like,
yeah,
hey, I met this girl.
Right.
So you're, remember your ex?
Yeah. And he totally was like, you're basically getting the vibes that she wasn't over it yet.
Yeah.
But that brings us back to how she got drunk and then went back to the office. Which this office vibe, they are all very comfortable doing whatever
they want. And that's, yeah.
Like, I was just kind of shocked by that. I mean, we've got vibrators in one room, the girls changing her underwear, we've got someone that's
just like, I'm just gonna take off my bra right
here. Yeah. Like sexting, like having phone sex, taking her panties off, like doing all these things, taking our bra off in the middle of the office while people are walking around. Well, which I get that it's like Cosmo-esque, but come on.
But yeah, we're like, I hope this isn't what's actually happening. No, I'm kidding. Uh-huh.
Let's go on a tour of Cosmo.
But that does bring us to Sutton's character, who she is sleeping with Richard. I keep wanting to call him Patrick. She's sleeping with Richard, who's one of the board members. And I kind of am already sensing that there's jealousy in this part of her friendship with Jane. Ooh, I feel like there's an underlying, she obviously hasn't outwardly said anything yet, but I kind of sense that could be something that it kind of comes up later in their friendship. What do you guys think?
Would you say that Jane is more of like a, well, if I'm single and lonely, you have to be too kind of?
No, I'm thinking more, I think Sutton is going to be more jealous based on, you know, she's the only one out of those three friends that is still an assistant. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just kind of the, like, oh, my friends are doing this while I'm still picking out the macaroons. Mm-hmm. Like that comment kind of, I feel like her character said that because she is secretly feeling a little resentful. So I'm wondering if that's a foreshadowing of something that we might see play out later in the season. Okay. So I just wanted to see if you guys maybe picked up on that too.
Oh, sorry. I switched characters.
Oh, that's okay.
That's like my brain. I was like, wait, do you say that? Uh-huh. No, but yeah, I totally see that happening.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely going to happen because, like, you could already tell from the beginning that she was uncomfortable and, like, I feel like maybe a part of her does really like Richard, but I feel like a part of her, maybe she wants to use Richard to kind of move up from her position that she's at.
I didn't even think about that.
Because she was the one that said, like, in the beginning, they were like, oh, well, you know that this is not what I wanted. So, like, it was kind of like, okay, then, like, really, like, is that really not what you want? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was, like, strange.
Becca, what are you thinking?
I feel like it's going to be vice versa, and Richard's just going to hurt her in the end.
Yeah, which, but the thing is, like, though, I was kind of, you know, when her friends did confront her and say, you know, we're just a little worried about you, like, where is this going to go? Because he's a board member. He can walk away from this. You're an assistant. You could be the one that gets in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, I kind of understood that. So I was really, like, that shows so much strength in her character that we already saw her stand up to Richard.
Yeah.
And, like, from the get-go. Because I feel sometimes when you have characters that are sleeping with someone in the office, you always see this, like, strong line of, they don't know if they're going to say something. So I was, like, the fact that she stuck her grounds and was thinking, you're right, I'm going to, you know, nip it while it's in, like, while it's ahead, and we're going to figure this out. I think that in that case, I don't think she's using him for a ladder kind of thing. I think she actually has feelings for him.
Yeah. It just so happened that he's unfortunately a board member. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And, I mean, at first I was kind of thinking, oh, he's a jerk, you know, he keeps pulling her aside and, like, doing these things outside of work or whatever, but he called her back, and he says, I want to take you on a date. Mm-hmm. So this is positive signs.
I was surprised. Yeah. Do you think he could turn on the date?
I don't know. I feel like asking her on a date is such a huge step.
Yeah, I think so, too.
What do you mean turn? What, like, let's learn more.
Like, he could be, yeah, no, or, like, skip out, or, like, he's like, okay, well, I took you on one date, so now...
You have to
so
do
that's
this.
Gonna suffice.
Like, now you're at, like, my beck and call still. And then he'll, like, keep going back to that
one day
or a few days. He just seems like him. I feel like we need a villain. We need a villain. And I feel like he's going to be the villain in the show.
I guess you're right. Because honestly, at the end of this episode, I didn't see any villains. Uh-uh. Especially because I even wrote down Jacqueline. I was like, wow, she was a lot nicer than I was expecting.
Definitely. I feel like the villain is gonna be the guy who Jane met, or Eric's friend.
Oh, so you think he's gonna be more of a player in this show?
I mean, I feel like in a way, because I feel like it's gonna create drama between Eric, him, and Jane.
Like he's gonna get together with Jane.
Oh,
okay, so do you think that Eric is going to be more prominent in the story after this article comes out? Because obviously it didn't end up being about your unstoppable ex. It turned out to be the girl that was left at the train station on her birthday. So she's looking more like the victim now, and it's going to be a story. Like, so you think he might come back and be like,
yeah,
hey, I'm so sorry. I missed out on an opportunity with you.
Mm-hmm. Once okay. she's already dating his friend.
What do you guys think? Because I was thinking that he was just going to be like, all right, that's null and void. He's out of the story now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a part of the show, personally. I thought that it was just going to be like the beginning of her kind of becoming more confident about what she was writing, mm-hmm. and then just, like, be done with it and move on to new, like, people, I thought.
I don't know, Leslie, what are you thinking?
No, I'm kind of...
You thinking Eric's going to stick around?
Like, I'm going to agree with Carla. I feel like Eric is just kind of for this episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I could see it that way, too.
Yeah. I guess. Well, I guess we'll just... It's, like, so funny because we did get so many tidbits of storylines that are kind of could be wrapped up that you don't know who's going to stick around.
Yeah, because even... Sorry, continue.
No,
going,
okay.
like... Sorry, my brain started working again. Hey. it's late. But I feel like Jane's going to go on this journey of, like, self-discovery because she's struggled so hard, like, being single and, like, loving this guy and she's finally let him go at the end of the episode. So it'd be cool to see her, since it is, like, a very feminist
You're right. It's, like, a show. Fresh beginning.
Yeah. Like, a fresh beginning of, like, I'm going to focus on my career. I don't need a guy right now. Eventually, later on, yeah. But at this point, no. Maybe that's where we'll see the friend come in as a villain because he tries to intersect that.
Right.
Okay. I feel like you just, like, created the perfect tagline for what happened in this episode for, like, the rest of the season.
Tell me.
The whole... Her Jane going on like a self discovering herself journey.
Yeah, I totally
feel like all
agree.
Of them are gonna go on that journey. Uh-huh. And I mean, we see Kat is, in my opinion, definitely going to go on that journey with Dina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which let's get into Kat. All right, so what are we thinking about her? She self proclaims she's a feminist and she's totally trying. I mean, she's very powerful, strong. She says what needs to be said and she's not afraid about it. And I love that. She's very confident. And that's kind of what we see with Adina. But Becca, tell us your thoughts of what you think Adina and Kat are
going to be. Yeah, she got opinions on this.
I mean, this is kind of a prediction, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think they're going to get together.
Yeah.
I could see it. There's a lot of hints towards it, definitely.
I think they'd be cute. Mm-hmm. Well, I like Adina.
I think what's interesting is that you think, no, that would never happen because Kat kind of openly says, no, that's not how I am. And then you have these raw, intimate moments where she might even have some self-discovery of, wow, I never thought this is something that
I would be into.
And then she realizes she's already drawn so much emotional attachment towards her. But we can't tell. Like, that's the thing is, I don't want to assume these things, obviously, because it's so fresh in the beginning. And we're still peeling back these characters, and we've only have one layer peeled back from all of them. So it's very interesting to see that just could be her very vulnerable and emotional side, that she just cares so much about everybody, and that's how she is as a person and as a character that we'll see, is that every story, every person that she encounters, they become someone she cares so immensely about. Yeah. And maybe it's not that she gets, you know, she actually likes Adina. It's more that she is a very emotional and vulnerable person that, like, cares about everybody else.
Yeah, so we'll see, like triumphs and hurts through that personality trait. No, I like that analysis. I really like Kat's character. My only, I guess it's more of like a question, which we'll see hopefully on later on in the show, is I would like to see more people of color and not just a token character, which I feel like Kat is right now.
Right.
So I'm hoping that they, like you said, will like pull apart her character a little bit more. We'll see more depth. And hopefully more people will come in, like, based out of her character.
Yeah, I definitely like that. Mm-hmm. And that kind of makes me wonder, do you think Adina is going to be a main part of this story? Or do you think she might go away as well, as like the Eric character?
I hope she stays, because I think we really like Adina and kind of like what she stands for. Mm-hmm. But you're right, I don't really see where else like the story can go with her besides her being with
in a
Kat.
Relationship.
Because then in the beginning it kind of just seems like Kat is just kind of using her to get the story, and she kind of does get the story in the end, and we don't really know much from her. Like, we just see her.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point that you bring up, only because, you know, in the beginning, she's like, oh, I just went on this rabbit hole of figuring out if she could get her. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of just like an on-the-surface type, I don't care about this, I'm just trying to get the story. And then we did see that raw moment. So it's kind of confusing as to, I guess that's what brings Becca's point, is because she has this surface level of emotion, and then she also has this deep level emotion with Adina in person. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I feel like they clicked very well.
Yeah.
I feel like Tap didn't think that they would click well.
Right.
And I feel like Adina didn't think they would click well. But, like, something about it, something about them, like, talking about, or about Kat trying to convince her to run with the article and get her to give Kat permission to do the article, like, something about that. They got along, and there was chemistry there.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, there are so many questions, obviously, because it's only the first episode, and I'm sure, I feel like that's always, I always have so many questions in my head, and I'm like, but I have to have the answers now, and obviously not. That's why TV's so good, because they keep you on your toes.
We'll have them in, like, 3 weeks.
Right, 3 weeks, whatever.
5, 6.
Yeah.
Or 3 seasons later.
Yeah, seriously.
Exactly.
I hope the show gets, like, 7 seasons.
I know. It is really good. And I will say that at the end, I think what really kind of tied this episode in a pretty bow for me and kind of held me feeling great and about what this show stands for is Jacqueline's speech at the party.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
How did you guys feel about that?
I loved her speech because it just kind of, like, empowered the girls that work there to not be afraid. Like, and especially because they are in a really tough environment, like, as far as, like, work. But I feel like even we said it, like, wow, that's, like, a really long lunch break when they went on. But it's just kind of, like, that freedom of, like, being responsible and, like, girl power and just, like, her speech just summed the whole show up, like, perfectly, and I personally loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It was a great cover letter, like, to show us, like, what's going on with the show for the next season, which, yeah, I totally agree with that. I like, too, that they brought on, from another show that I'm a part of, one of the characters said, like, there's nothing wrong with beauty as long as there's brains behind it. Uh-huh. And I feel like that, even that quote was, like, enveloped in that speech where, yeah, we talk about fashion, yeah, we talk about beauty, but that doesn't make us less about girl power because we're talking about these things.
Yeah.
Like, we're showing that women can be beautiful and can care about political issues and they can care about everything going on in the world at the same time. So I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite part of Jacqueline's speech was her talking about Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And about what Jane had said to her about how the magazine is like an older sister that she never had. Because it proves that Jacqueline cares about the people at her workplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's invested in them. She wants to help them grow. And she wants the magazine to do the same for other people growing up who want to get involved in the industry.
Right, and I loved that older sister kind of how she threw that in there and how she stated it, because it is true. And I think what the show is obviously what we're seeing so clear and what's going to be exciting to see how they kind of tie it in throughout the season is that Jacqueline didn't just push her away and said, this is terrible, go.
Uh-huh.
Go fix it.
There was advice.
And there was advice, there was thought behind it, and you could tell she was trying to provoke Jane to think out of the box. Mm-hmm. And I really, really loved how she said, I think, did I write it down? She said something about what you are. I think I definitely wrote it down somewhere, but she said something about how stop thinking about what I want to hear, and that's why your ideas are no good, because you're thinking about what I want to hear. I want to know what you want to write.
Because she wants to hear her voice.
Right. And that's what I think is one of my favorite parts about how that speech has intertwined just so far, is that we're actually seeing the feedback, and we're seeing this coaching, and we're seeing this guidance. And that's kind of fun because, you know, watching a show like this, you take away thoughts and you take away thought process of how other people are thinking, and it helps you learn and it helps you grow. So I can kind of see how that show can be like this to, you know, everybody in their career levels. And hopefully, I mean, obviously there's going to be drama, which is going to be like, there's going to be things life. There's going to be things that are going to be escaping just the work life. But I think so far in this first episode, I think we've got a lot of great platforms of where this can grow, and I think it's going to be super exciting.
I actually want to tie what you're saying about growing. I think in order to grow, you have to be bold.
Right.
And that's, like, pretty the much, like, you have to, yeah.
You're right. I love it. Yes. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, that is a good point. That. Yeah. I was going to say the quote you were saying earlier, Allie. I feel like, wait, what was the quote that you were saying exactly?
About how she said, I don't want you to tell me what I want to hear, want to know what you want to write.
I feel like that ties into, like, what, let's face it, all of us are probably good at some point.
Yeah.
In our lives. Mm-hmm. Overthinking.
Yeah. Definitely.
And.
Mm-hmm. A plus.
Yeah.
I'm pro at overthinking. So, in that way, I feel like the show is gonna help young girls watching.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Exactly. Like, young teens. Yeah.
And I think overthinking is a great way to put it, because Kat's boss was like, think about what you're gonna say before you say it. And that was kind of something where it was like, well, that's what she wants to say, and she's thought about it.
Yeah, she's thought about it.
I feel like a lot of us do overthink things, and I think what you're saying is we do, like, everybody has to be bold in order to do what you need to do, obviously, within terms, you know, there's certain standards you need to, not overstep boundaries, but.
One thing that I did want to, like, tie down to, like, what you were saying is that, I feel like this show could be a really good show for people to just kind of, like, learn from. And as far as, like, also, like, the audience for Freeform is such, like, a specific audience. And I feel like the audience for Freeform is a bold audience, because that's what Freeform stands for. Mm-hmm. You know, Freeform is a very bold network. Mm-hmm. And the people that are watching it, they have to be bold in order to watch it. Or otherwise, they're not going to like it, and they're not going to keep, like, staying tuned to it, so.
Yes.
I feel like this is one of the first very Freeform shows on the network, because a lot of shows that are on right now on Freeform were around when Freeform was still ABC Family.
You're right.
Family.
You're right.
Yeah.
So I feel like this show specifically fits the Freeform brand.
You're right.
Exactly.
Good thoughts. Good thoughts, Becca. Well, with that being said, shall we get into some predictions for the season?
Yes.
Ooh, let's do them.
Let's do it.
I can't believe there's like 3 weeks to the second episode.
I know.
And this episode's airing again in 3 weeks.
Yes, it is. Oh, there it is. Alrighty, Becca. Let's hear your predictions. We already know what one of them's going to be.
Okay, Adina and Kat, definitely, 100%. I think they have chemistry, and I think that Jane and Eric's friend are going to get together.
Mm.
I think they had some chemistry, and he has a nice smile.
Yeah, he does have a nice smile.
He has a nice smile.
Maybe we can get him in, and you can see his nice smile.
And be like... I'm just, like, smile all the time. I'm like, no. And I mean, I feel like the show is going to be about just life lessons.
Right.
All the way through. I feel like every episode is going to hold some sort of life lesson, and then with some sort of emotional thing that's going to make me cry.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree with that. And we've seen, like, what you guys were saying earlier, it is, just real quick before my prediction, it is cool. There are a lot of, like, pro women shows that are not for young girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see something that's, like, age appropriate for, like, girls to kind of watch, because TV does influence young, like, adults. Your daily life. Young adults, I'm sorry. Young adults.
No, you said it perfectly.
Did I? Oh, I thought you were correcting me. Young girls, young adults, we're all young. But predictions, no, young girls, I predict that Richard's going to be the villain of the show.
Because
does he have power with the girls because of Sutton, he also has power within the magazine. Like, you know, he can mix things up.
All right.
I agree 1,000%.
All righty.
I'm having a hard time actually predicting the show, because I feel like I don't know what I want to happen, but I guess I shouldn't want something to happen. It should just let it surprise me. But I personally feel like... The guy, like, Richard is probably gonna break Sutton, and Sutton is going to break on the girls. That's kind of what I feel.
That's a good prediction.
I can maybe see
that happening.
Most fragile at this point.
And I think, are you done with your
prediction? Yeah, that was pretty much the whole
thing. I guess it's not even really a prediction, it's just kind of, I guess, a thought, is that I'm wondering if the way that everything tied up, I'm wondering if it is going to be one of those, like, learning shows, or if it's more so going to be something where, like a bombshell is going to happen, drama. And, like, we're going to, like, something big is going to happen. But for right now, I'll predict that I think it's going to be, like Becca, you said, a life lessons kind of show. Sorry, Leslie, was that you or was that Becca? That life lessons. Becca, okay.
I still with the drama, though.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be a very insightful show into certain things that we might not have known. And like Joanna had said in the article, that there's things that are kind of based off of certain experiences that it could be intriguing and definitely fun to watch. Excited to see how it unfolds, because we're only basing these predictions off of one episode. Exactly. One great, phenomenal episode.
Good.
Yes, really thank good. You, Freeform, for bringing us the bold type.
If you didn't watch July 11th.
Yeah. Yes, July 11th.
We'll be back.
We will be back. But I guess with that said, does anybody have any last thoughts before we wrap up this after show for tonight?
Good job to all involved.
Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies. And thank you all for watching. We are so excited to be on this panel for The Bold Type on Freeform. Make sure that you tune in on July 11th, where the season will be coming back. Like Becca had mentioned, there's going to be the first episode, the one we just watched tonight, and then the second one as well. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for watching. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Twitter, all of the social media platforms. And Becca, where can they find you?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
And you can find me, Leslie Umbrese, on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, BEE Travels.
And AfterBuzzers, you can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. Thank you so much. And we will see you in, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.